Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 159. Lately, I've been noticing all the ways I distract myself from being present. Sometimes I'm worrying about what's happening next. Other times I'm comparing it to my past and reacting in that. Other times I just dread being there and I'm killing time until I can go home and scroll my phone mindlessly as Netflix plays a documentary in the background. Sometimes it comes out in me focusing on other people's emotions more than my own. And at first, it was difficult because when I would catch myself, I would feel guilty and be like, ugh, I'm doing that thing again where I'm distracting myself from staying fully invested in this moment. But then that part got easier because, like with any practice, it takes repetition and persistence and time. And eventually, you will start to rewire your neural pathways to become the new autopilot over time. But it does take time. So give yourself a break and recognize that staying present is not easy in a world filled with a million and one distractions, but it is one of the best things you can do for yourself. There is this mindfulness technique of just focusing on your breath for a moment, because when you focus on your breath really diligently, you can't really have other thoughts. And when you can clear your head from those thoughts, you can really focus in on what's going on in your immediate surroundings. This is one of those techniques that has become so ingrained in me, I don't think I've ever fully explained it, because I just say breathe, come back to your breath all the time. I think people get intimidated by the word mindfulness and staying present and meditation even, but it doesn't have to be so intimidating. It's simply coming back to you, experiencing this experience without having to numb yourself from it all the time. Now, of course, you're gonna have to numb yourself from it sometimes. A lot of this stuff sucks. But see when you can cut some of it out. Sometimes you don't need some of the mind-numbing things as much as you thought you did.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.